Sugya of Tanai is a classical Shas sugya. Let's give a little bit of an introduction. We know that the source for Tanai is the Sukkim of B'nai Gadah B'nai Ruvein, which are found in Parshas Matos and the Chumash. What happened over there? The B'nai Gadah, the B'nai Ruvein wanted to the East Bank. We're talking about the West Bank. Ugh. They wanted, they would not live on the East Bank. Shteka dozai are they, as the original Beit Harnik used to say. Zu shalanu zu gam kein. I've never heard of that anymore. We live in a world, that's part of our meaning today, I think about. A whole new world that we live in. We're embarrassed to say that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. It's terrible. Anyway, it does. First Rashi and Chumash said it belongs to us. Finish. Okay, the world doesn't recognize it. Okay, that's what Rashi predicts. But we have, at least for ourselves, we have to know. Anyway, so I gotta rev myself up. So B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvein, when they wanted to receive the land on the east side of the Yarden, they agreed to spend 14 years, 7 years of fighting and 7 years of dividing the land on the west bank of the Yarden with their brothers who lived there. And only after it was over would they return back to the east bank where they would raise their cattle and their sheep. It was an experiment that failed on both sides. It was an experiment that failed. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't happy about it. He wasn't happy, Rashi says, because they put their property before their own children and their phraseology of it. And the Chazal pointed out in various Mamorim, the Groshim, and later Sforim have written that it was not so successful, the experiment. Why? Is the first instance of recorded history, certain Jewish history, of absentee fathers. There are other cultures, I won't go into it now, where there's a discussion of absentee fathers and what kind of havoc that can cause within the family. There were absentee fathers for 14 years, and the Gemara says, Nefishi Rotzchim in the Gilad. I mean, the kids didn't come out right exactly. That's not our topic for right now. But this once I was talking about it, I couldn't go. Without mentioning it, a person should be home with his family. All right. And yes, a chiddush neira. A family is supposed to have a father, a mother, and children. That's another chiddush, which in today's world is a chiddush otzum. But that's what's supposed to be like, l'chatchila. We know they're b'di'evetz. B'di'evetz of all different types. But it should not popular us from recognizing what the l'chatchila situation is. You can't say certain things b'zman hazeh in too public a forum. They attack you for being judgmental and being fundamentalist. So I already know, I ever know that I'm a fundamentalist. I believe in the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, Maaseres HaDibros, I believe, in the 613 mitzvahs. I'm a fundamentalist. Okay. So we have a cloud of B'nai Gadah, B'nai Ruvein making a Tanai. If you look on the Chumash, a lot of verbiage in the Tanai, which is found in, I believe it's in Numbers chapter 32. Have I know this? So I have one of my shtaras that I have. It says, I make a reference to Numbers chapter 32. Why is that? Because poskim say, if you don't make a Tanai Kofel, it's no good. So you have to write the whole Tanai Kofel out, mamish, the whole thing. So the Torah says, no. As long as you say, it's what's called in modern legal terms, incorporation by reference. That I refer to Numbers 32. So in Numbers 32, there's the classical source for Tanai of the Gadah B'nai Ruvein. It says exactly how it's formulated. What is it in Pasuk Chof Tes? What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Im Yavu B'nai Gadah B'nai Ruvein say Yardin, then you'll get Eretz Gidul Achuzah. Vim Lo Yavu, then V'noch Subasokha V'Eretz Kenan. So it's a Tanai Kofel, and it's a Hein Kodol Olav, and it's a Tanai Kodol Olamaisa, and it's Tanai B'davarech, and a Maisa B'davaracher. All the laws of Tanoim are derived from these two psukim, chapter 32, verse 29 and 30. Okay? It's incorporation by reference. You don't have to say the Befeirush. I wrote, for example, a Shtar Chatzi Zohar, which means, getting a little sidetracked, but it's important that people should know about it. That means that the Midini HaTorah, I'm not a fundamentalist, what can I do? If there's a son, the son gets all the property, the daughters get nothing. If there are only daughters, the whole thing. So what if there were people who were more liberal and they wanted to give their daughter a half a share. Oh shit, that's only today, it's egalitarians. But there were those wanting to give their daughters a half a share. So if they had a son and a daughter, the son would get two thirds and the daughter would get one third. It worked to work out the math. Well, how'd they do it? They did it with a condition. It said that the man would write a document of indemnity, a shtar eschayvus. I owe my daughter $10 million. But then he writes it tonight. If my son agrees to give my daughter a half a share, then this eschayvus is bottle of mavut. So now the man dies, so the son is in tzaras. If he ignores the his sister, she'll take all the money as a creditor. So therefore, the only way he can get out of it is by doing what his father wanted to do, to give the daughter a half a share. He's doing it for enlightened self-interest. That's what it says in Ramoh. Ramoh. The Ramoh lived in the 1500s. He was in Krakow. Right? He was also a fundamentalist Jew. But he understood that there were those who wanted to give their daughters a half a share, although they turned it to provide for what changed, various societal changes. And this can work as well for giving your daughter a full share, for that matter. As is more common today. It's more common today. I think today, in the world in which we live, I would advise. People ask me for advice. I tell them, if you have a son and a daughter, you should give them 50-50. I give people that advice. Yeah, with all my fundamentalism. But I say, in order to make a fight in the family, give your daughter 50%. So how do you do it? So you can write a last will and testament according to the laws of the state of New York, which is a smart thing to do for other reasons, tax reasons, other reasons, people don't have any significant money. There are wills of my Uncle Sam, he's the biggest mechutin. He takes away from everybody. So if they get cut out Uncle Sam as a mitzvah deraisa, legally. So if they cut him out legally by setting up all kinds of trusts and all kinds of things and wills, if you don't write a will, apparently Uncle Sam kills you. That's what, I mean, he doesn't literally kill you to get the money, but if you die on your own, he takes the money. That's what I'm told. The people who are in the parasha. So you write a will, let's say you get half the money for your son and half for your daughter. But Ibad's not chal, ain maton al yachamisa. It's only chal al yachamisa. So one possibility is shachas kodem misasa. I always thought it was a problem of brerer. Now I see the sugya from yesterday, maybe paskin really does work. That's one possibility. Another one is this. You make a shtar chatzizah, shtar zoch hasholeh. In other words, you write a letter of indemnity to your daughter, $10 million, and then you say, but if the son will give the daughter 50%, then the indemnity is bought, the scribe is bought with a vutol, and now what's going to happen is the daughter will take the money 50%, because the son's going to get nothing. Assuming he has less than $10 million to his name. Okay, that's a move. But if to do it properly, you have to write it out in such longhand. So the document that I wrote, I said, these conditions are according to the laws of Numbers 32. That's how I remember, Numbers chapters 32. That's it. It works by reference. I don't have to go into all the problems tonight, but I don't have to say it right. It looks so cumbersome. People don't look at it funny. So instead of saying it's a hain with a lav and all the, and being afraid I may make it all wrong, may make a mistake, I just say, Numbers chapter 32, and that's the way it works. Oh, the Torah said so. I wouldn't know that on my own. The Torah is a chiddush. One second, now. The Torah says that it works. It works. If you make reference to this, it works. The Chazon Ish, it's famous. He took this idea and applied it to Meisr. No, you don't know the Meisr of Eretz Yisrael. You know what Torah is? That there's a whole, taking Meisr is complicated. The whole thing, you look up in an art scroll sitter, it takes a whole page. You have a sitter here? And that's a whole, that's what doesn't happen. It's an old fashioned thing. It's in there? Oh, Yitzchok Yoyer. Look at this. Thank you very much. The art scroll sitter. Very good. Let's see if it has Maestros. It's here somewhere. I know it's, I've seen it here. Where would it be?
After
Shabbos. Oh, yeah, the Israeli stuff?
Maybe.
Okay. Good, thank you. I'll take this too. I want to see what this has. I'm pretty sure it has here somebody too. Let me read with this. Birchas HaMitzvahs. HaFrashas Chala. Here we go. HaFrashas Trumas HaMitzvahs. You can look on. What's the same nusach? What's the same nusach? Anyone know this by heart? Is there anyone in this room knows this by heart? Say it now. What I'm about to say. Do you know it by heart? If you don't know it by heart, then you're not going to know how to survive.
Go on, man.
I have my first Trumas HaMitzvahs. I'll read it to you. See if anyone knows how many words it is. Count the words. Masha Yosef miyachad mimeya min hakol sheyesh kan, harei tshuva gedola b'tzvona. V'echad mimeya shenisha kan, tishach alokim kamo b'tzad ha'aliyot shalom peiris alelu, harei ma'aser rishon. Also, echad mimeya shesisir ma'aser rishon, harei tshuvas ma'aser. O tishach alokim kele b'tzad ha'tachma, shalom peiris harei ma'aser sheni. Him chayavim b'ma'aser oni, harei ma'aser oni. Who knows this by heart? Different? Oh, we'll see. Okay, so what's that? This chatan, this is chazanish. No? Oh, yeah, but that was a chazanish. The kitta, so the chazanish, whatever nusach he had, was very worried. Who's going to memorize this? Who knows this by heart? I mean, it's not so simple. Well, you have a little of those trumas shemais. You should know this. I mean, you don't have to memorize. You should know by yourself what's going on. But most of people are not speaking to Abinach HaFamim. They want to do what's right. So the chazanish said, I'll give you a kitta nusach. So like this, call. I don't know if that's not over here. Maybe it's in that one. It's not in this one. Call ha'afroshos v'ha'pidyonos yochulu kidas. It's in there. All the tithings and the afroshos, which includes truma and mice and all various mice of pidyonos, pidyon mice and sheni, whatever yochulu kidas. Oh, here it is. Yochulu. Kedas, Kemosha, he has custom in Nusach, Lemnuya Kerala Maestris. I have a different Nusach. Kemosha, custom in Siddharat scroll. Finish. That's how I tell people to use. Call off Rushes, the Pidyonas, like it's Chulu, not like the Chulu Kedas, Kemosha, custom in Siddharat scroll. Just have a look and memorize. Who said it works? Who said it works, this bluff? You know who said it works? The Chazanish. You know, he bade us on the tour, and it was in Evanez, it's similar to Ches. But it's also Kiddushin. So there the Torah says, that you say, you can incorporate by reference, it's good. So he said, the Chazanish over here too. So those who don't agree with him, they say it's not true. Yeah? What's the difference?
This is more Pasha than it works.
Here's more Pasha than it works. Yeah. If I cared, you could argue.
Here's exact Pasha. Here you want exactly, what you want to say is exactly the way it says here.
Okay.
Right? But by here, you don't want to say Yavru and Yavru. Right? You don't care whether you're not talking about anybody crossing the yard. You're making it's 9 gigs, it's 9 confusion. What's the difference crossing the yard?
You're right. But you're right. But the form, you know, you're filling the blanks for what is the Tanai, what is the Maaseh, but the form is the same. So you can say, I want this to be in perfect, picture perfect form. Where do you find picture perfect form? In Numbers chapter 32. Okay, as the Torah said that. But over here, I would say, here maybe it shouldn't work.
Why?
Why shouldn't it work over here? Because here you didn't say anything. In other words, there you provided a substance. You just left out the form. Here, what did you say? Call out frushes or pidyonos, look at us. He didn't say anything. What are frushes? What do you mean? Truma gedola, you mean my serishin, you mean my sesheni, you mean my son? You left out the blank. Maybe you should at least said a few more things. Call out frushes, truma, truma gedola, my serishin, truma's meiser, my sesheni, my sesoni. All right. Opinion, whatever, if you opinion is opinion master shiny, whatever. If you said those six things, then Naila, you could agree. Call out frushes. I think it's call out, so I saw in parentheses, it says call out frushes, trumas, and mice, right? So in parentheses, he wanted to patch it up a little bit. Get some kanoi, came up and said, the chadish is not good enough for him. He wanted to add a few little things. But the mice, and I tell people, I'm willing to rely on the chazanish. There's no way to specialist in mice in the chazanish. And he said, it's good enough for me. That's what I say. I don't memorize this. Call our frushes of pidyonos, yuchulu kedas, kenusach atzko. Finished. And that's all. You say that. That's all. How many words is that? 7 words. So that's a lot to want to memorize. Anyone count the words over here? What was it? But you counted. Didn't count it. 50 words. I don't know how many words. A whole lot of words. Count it up how many words there are. So I don't know how many words. We can't memorize these things. Yeah? He says, I don't know what he writes, in the original Chazanish, K'nusach Hanit B'Sefer Chazanish. He should take his Nusach. I don't know what exactly he says there. But then everyone can pick his own Nusach. Alright, you pick if you can Nusach, what's the name of the city over there?
62.
62, of course. Tfilat Kol Peh. Whatever, you pick any city you want. I'm not an art school. I happen to like art school, but I'm not saying you have to use that. They used to say, you know what I used to say, you know? Kisud and Minchas Yerushalayim. That was what was the popular city art school 30 years ago, before art school was even born. Right? So that's what you say, Minchas Yerushalayim. That's when I was there. But now we have an art scroll. Yeah.
I'm going to say that because you're asking, you need to first raise your voice, and you know what it says.
You want to have to know what it says? No, you never know what it says. And I'm Oretz. You never read these 62 words. You never look in your life. You rely on Rabbi Otzko and Rabbi Chazanish to the Gedolim, and you can rely on them. Yes, Ari.
What was it about the father? The father says that I owe my daughter $10 million. So how is the son's place for him if he agrees?
When the father dies, the son inherits all the money. But if someone inherits his father's estate, has to pay off the father's debts.
Oh.
But how is the son's ability to be
the
hacker that
holds
the daughter?
Right? The father said so. No, the father said that before. It's a piece of paper.
Then the daughter should be able to die like the $10 million.
Too bad. The father gave the son the opportunity to take his choice. That's written in the documents. I have such a document. We're not discussing it now, but incidentally, I tell people, my advice to people, I tell them some dispensing free advice. Without having an attorney's license. So my free advice to people is if you're happily married and you have a wife and children and you're writing a will, I see your wife has no money, all the money is in your name. Well, you're both writing wills. She doesn't have. My recommendation is give all the money to your wife. Every penny. Every penny should go to her. The children scream foul. Get patience. The wife should live another 20 years. And there's some children. The wife may remarry. Prenuptial, I don't mean my kind of prenuptial. This everyone is master. This already predates me. Money predates halacha, how can I tell you? Even the Torah is before the world, but it comes to this world. Prenuptials have always happened. The Gemara is prenuptial. The Mishnah Ksuvah has a prenuptial. Yeah, the Mishnah Ksuvah. When my father, so Zion doesn't remarry, he did the prenuptial of the Gemara in Ksuvah. I'm not kidding. Because he remarried, he has whatever money he has, and his wife has whatever money she has, and my father has children, and his wife has children, and they don't want to mix the pots. They're not counting who has more, who has less. They don't want to mix the pots, which is the right thing to do. People get married in their 70s, and their children, it's going to start mixing. But there are certain halachas, automatic halachas, mashakon, tishakon, avayla. So the Mishnah is in Ksubis. It's a mafurisha Mishnah, and it's the Shulchan Aruch has it, and you say it. It's a mission. It's the name of the parak. Hakosel liishto. Hakosel liishto. Din udvarim ainli b'nechasayich. So what do you say? Ainli b'nechasayich of a perosein of a perosein at olam. So under the chuppah, my father said, I wrapped maliciously. And then he said, din udvarim ainli b'nechasayich of a perosein of a perosein at olam. When do you have to say it? You have to say it after the kiddushin, before the nisuin. So you can't just say it in private for the two eidim, you have to say it under the chuppah, because once you have to give the ring. And he said it. Most people didn't pay attention, but he quoted the Mishnah as it's found in Shulchan Aruch, and that's kedasa kedin. So I'll print up to us some money. But meanwhile, I'm giving you advice. Why am I giving you this advice? From experience. People try to give the money to somebody else. It's probably for tax purposes and so on. And it caused a disaster in the family. An absolute and unmitigated disaster. Father went to the son to avoid the taxes, and the son ran away with the money. And he wouldn't take care of his mother. He wouldn't take care of I'm telling you, forget taxes. Again, I'm dispensing free advice. Go to your attorney to see what he says. But the best advice, a couple is married, they're happily married, and they should go from one spouse to the other. And I'm told by my lawyers that it's also going to work out in a proper way. And maybe it's even better that way, because Uncle Sam gets nothing yet. This joint property, says it's not a Yerush at all. I love this of Uncle Sam. So it's not a Yerush at all. So Uncle Sam has to wait patiently until the second spouse passes away. All right? At that point in time, the second spouse should be enlightened enough. He or she has my advice. To then impose the shtar chatzi zocha, and give them chazocha shalom, give the money to all the children equally. How did a man give all his money to his wife? If a woman to give all his money, doesn't do anything. It's automatic. Allah help you, Allah. A man, a baal yarosh sishta. Fine. What do you do the other way around? So the simple advice: you give all the money to your wife as a creditor. You write a will in the goyish court or whatever that goes to your wife. And how do you take care of it halachically? I hereby owe my wife $10 million. Unless you have more than that. But it's $100 million. Let's have more than that. Whatever it is, more than you're going to have or anticipate having. And then she takes all the money, la halacha, as a creditor. The kids say, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, she has all the money. All the money's owed to her. So you get nothing. Yes? Oh, I did a din of Yerusha. So the Poskim say you should leave a few dollars and give for Yerusha. That it should be oika the Yerusha completely. That's true. I oversimplified matters. They say you should give us a small percentage. That should be the din of Yerusha should be miskayim with your property. That should go all to your son. Your son got everything. Oh, he gets the booby prize, $100. They say he gets, you know, the daughter's screen, I want 50. They're not going to screen him on 50, believe me. I can't imagine. I've heard terrible fights over $50. I haven't yet heard a fight. I had fights, people were fighting over silliness. Someone died, and they left a becha, they left a this, and such stupidity. And people, siblings, didn't talk to each other for years over shtus. And a person should be smart enough to figure out a way how to, maybe those things, if you give all the money to your wife, but there's certain articles which have certain value, maybe you should just give it all away, or write down the favorites where it goes to, that people shouldn't fight about this craziness. Yes?
I'm not sure I understand how the Dora never actually borrowed the money, you know, as a halachic status.
Oh, very good. In halacha, that's a big question. It could be it's illegal. It could be it's not chal in American law, because there's no consideration. Consideration means, I know. In American law, you have to have a consideration. You have to have someone back and forth. Suits me fine. I'm better off if it doesn't, if it's not chal in American law. In American law, it will be chal. And in the halacha, there's no need for consideration. We mentioned about this a long time ago. We looked at the Rastir and the Rosh of Gittin, calling among Ksubas of Kufbeis. Chayev ani lecha, Kuf Aleph. Chayev ani lecha, I have to say what's in front of me. Chayev ani lecha, mona bishtar. This works. Kuf Aleph mit Beis in the bottom. But the Gemara says, Itmar, Omer lechaver, chayev ani lecha, mona bishtar, yechayev. If you can create a congregation out of nowhere, a clear blue sky. I hereby owe you money. I never borrow from you. I make it a skyvis. It works. We have precedent for this. It works. Anyway, I got sidetracked. Let's go back to Tanai. So we have a Tanai, which is found in the Torah, a Chiddush Neira, that if they in fact will go to cross the Yarden and be with their brothers and stay there 14 years, then they will get East Bank, and if not, they won't. They'll get the West Bank. It's a Chiddush Neira tonight. What's going on over here? How does this work? If I want to give you a present, I want to marry you, divorce you, whatever, anything in the world. You want to do it straight? Okay, it's Gevaldik, unconditionally. We understand how this works. These are institutions that are found in the Torah. How does it work? You know, one of the famous examples they give. If Yerduk Shavin, if it rains. Since when can you get married with rain? I never heard of this. You can get married in three ways. I know about the Mishnah Ksuba. I never heard of rain. You can get divorced with a piece of paper, not with rain. How does rain create a marriage, a divorce, a sale? What's going to rain? I never heard of rain. It rains. All of a sudden, oh, it's raining. Baruch Hashem, now there's a marriage. Mazel tov, it's raining. Whoever heard of the thing? The Torah is, you talk, I never heard of it. And our pisvar doesn't work at all. It works only in the gzeres akosim. The gzeres akosim of tanai b'negadah b'nei Reuven, that it works. Were it not for the b'negadah b'nei Reuven, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. Nope. And now here comes a big question. And if it wouldn't work, then what? So then what would happen? Lule gzeres akosim. If it wouldn't work, what would happen then? What do you say? A guy will make all this formulation. Im yavru, im na, but he's not Moses. He's not Moshe Rabbeinu. There'd be no provision in the Torah. Imagine this to me. I can't now say this. Lo yitzuyer. There wouldn't be these psukim wouldn't be chas v'shalom. You can't say it about oisach hashem v'torah. But just from the lo yitzuyer, in a purely hypothetical sense, there'd be no gzeras hakosav. There'd be no gzeras hakosav that a tanai works. And I went ahead and I did it. I did it anyway. I say, you know, if it rains, then you're married. If it doesn't rain, you're not married. What would happen? And if what would happen, is she married or not married?
Married.
Chaim says, beautiful analogy, it's petume mili bialma, the expression of Baba Matiya Sangha that we saw. Words! Well, we say it in our language, hakta chaynik, stands varm betalim. He said, among the words that you said, among the words are the magic words. v'taba azuka, that's Moshe v'Yisrael. It's true, you threw in a little before, you threw in a little bit after, but that's garbage. There's no, the Torah never heard of such a thing. So the Torah never heard of it. It's Petumi Mili B'Alma. We should say that in fact the marriage is an absolute marriage. You are correct, Chaim. Who said so? Who said so? Tosis and Ksubis? I mean, the Gemara says so, but Tosis and Ksubis elaborates upon it. The Gemara has an expression and says that if every time a person did not make his Tanai according to the provisions of Tanai, B'nai Godu, B'nai Ruve, whenever, you follow the rule book. You didn't follow the rule book. The rule book says you have to make a condition according to the rules and the formulations of B'nai God or B'nai Ruvain. You, that's a sugi in Masechta Kiddushin about this. So you didn't look at Masechta Kiddushin, and you didn't look in the Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam, and you went on your merry way, and you made a condition which is not according to the rules of the Torah. One second. So the sugya itself is found over here in the original sugya of Tanoim. We should just know where it is the Masechta Kiddushin, in the Mishnah of Samach Aleph and Aleph and Kiddushin, where we are told as follows. Ramei Omer, you know, maybe back in Gittin a little bit too. Hold on, if it's the same formulation. Hold on a second. One half a minute. Not quite the same formulation. Well, it's the same Rav Meir as I mean, Rav Meir is in Gittin, but it's not the same. Let me read it from here. Rav Meir Omer, Kol Tanai She'eino Kitanai B'nei Godo B'nei Ruvain, Eino Tanai. Okay, it's not a Tanai. And it gives you the details of Tanai Kofel and the whole business. Okay? What does it imply, Eino Tanai? Eino Tanai means that it's not considered to be a Tanai, we ignore the Tanai, and therefore what we call Tanai Botel U'maisa Kayim. That expression, Tanai Botel U'maisa Kayim, here we go. Well, you have it over here, for example, on Ksubas Aftan Vav about Tanai Botel. The expression Tanai Botel is found. Where does it say Tanai Botel U'maisa Kayim? In the Shas. Right now I don't see it. This split second is somewhere. I believe the expression exists. In any event, Tarsis Akasha. A person marries a woman and he imposes a condition. And the condition is not a proper condition, doesn't fit the rules of Negada B'nai Ruben. So he has a kasha, then why is he married? He didn't want to get married. What's happening over here? He hits the beferish. He doesn't want to get married otherwise. He didn't follow the rules and regulations, so too bad. Hits the beferish. The Omeri is the quotation, the first white line of the Torah from Ksubas Nunvav. Amen Alf, the bottom of Torah. The love, the alfinon, mitznai, b'nai godem, b'nai ruvain, hava amin, I would have said, as Chaim said, the shum, tnai, einam, b'vat, v'asa maisim, v'afilu, lo yiskayim, b'sof, ha-maisa kayim, right? Tnai bot, lo maisa kayim. That's what we would have said if not for the psukim and the chumash. V'ash, that the alfinon, may osam, the mahani tnai, l'vat, l'a maisa, amin, the davka, kisha eino, I'll just paraphrase. Dafka dumi de b'nei godo b'nei ruvein, but otherwise not. So if you didn't do b'nei godo b'nei ruvein, then the tanai is no tanai, and the mice is kaim, as it would have been, had it not been for the whole pasha of b'nei godo b'nei ruvein. So says Tosfos. What does it really mean? So the pashas is as follows. There's the pashas. The pashas is that Maisa al Tanai, again, we spoke against the Pashtas a few times, but this is the simple Pashtas, that the Maisa is a Maisa Gomer. It's an absolute Maisa, whatever it means, Maisa Mechira, Maisa Kiddushin, Maisa Gerushin, absolutely Maisa, absolute Maisa. What is conditional, Rabbi Osai? What we call in our language, the chalos. What is chalos? The effect. It's not effective unless the condition is satisfied. If it rains, then they're married, divorced, it's sold, etc. If it doesn't rain, then the chalos never happens. But the mice is a mice anyway. He made an absolute mice. You put a ring on a finger, that's a Maisa Kiddushin. He appends for the Maisa Kiddushin that it's not going to be effective, it's not going to be chal, unless a certain condition is satisfied. That's the Pashas. So now, if he phrased the condition inappropriately, so the condition therefore never takes root, never takes effect, what do we say? Hey, he has a Maisa Kiddushin, an absolute, total Maisa Kiddushin, which he did. He put a ring on a finger and said, hurry up, like everybody, like every other chassid does. He tried to stop it. He tried to put a halt to it by imposing upon the regular Kiddushin, superimposing this condition known as But only one problem. When he tried it, he failed. He didn't formulate it properly. He didn't formulate it properly, so the Maisa goes along on its merry way. I gave a muscle. So the man is driving a car. Have you ever drive a car in your life? You drove a car. And the car has gas. If you step on the accelerator. And the car has brakes. Never knows. You know, brakes are big sorrow, so don't drive without brakes. Car has brakes. What happens? The person steps on the gas, and the car starts to go. And then, he's going. So he's driving that thing in his, drives it into his house. And right in front of him is a brick wall, and that's his house. So, Baruch Hashem, he was taught well in driving school, he puts on the brakes, and he shouldn't run into the brick wall. Lo and behold, the brakes fail. Where does he end up? In the brick wall. But I don't want to go to the brick wall. I don't want to go. What do you mean? I stepped on the brakes. So yeah, but there's a hole in the brake, whatever you call it, and then all the brake fluid runs out, and it doesn't work anymore. But I didn't know. No one told me. I didn't get it right. It's too bad. You set into operation the car. The car goes. And you try the brakes, and your brakes are faulty. So even though you didn't want the car to run into the wall, it runs into the wall anyway. That's the motion. Here's the nimshel. A person says to a woman, he puts a ring on her finger. Right? Now he wants to put a brakes. What's the brakes? Well, if it rains, I'm married. If it doesn't rain, I'm not married. But the brakes failed. Because he didn't phrase it properly. He didn't go to Negev Bnei Reuven. So what does he end up with? A wife. I didn't want it. That's too bad. You did a Maisa Kiddushin. And the Maisa Kiddushin is effective. And if you didn't want it, you should have stopped it properly. You didn't stop it properly. So in the middle, you're married. Is it Kiddushay Tos? The Valdik Akash. Kiddushay Tos. You don't mean the Kiddushay Tos we spoke about last week, where something was wrong with his wife, which he didn't know about. No. He didn't want it to happen. So here's the answer. He did want it to happen. He wanted the Maisa Kiddushin to happen. But he wanted the Chalos to be conditional. The only way he can do that, since Chaim is correct, that was not for the Chiddush HaTorah, you make this formulation that would be ignored completely, because you can't, it's Pitulim Yilei B'Alma. The Torah made a provision, if you follow the rules and regulations of Tanai, to in fact make it conditional. If you don't follow the rules and regulations of Tanai, then it's simply too bad and you're left with the wife because you went to a Maisa Kiddushin. You stepped on the gas, you ran into the wall. Why? Because the brakes failed. That's the mashla I used to give to explain this Tosfos and Ksubos, not the Velim and Alf. Okay, so basics. Now, Rabbi Osai, I will just start to rattle off to you now in the next 10 minutes before I have to leave for the halftime. There are a number of different possibilities of how a condition can be or the like can be formulated. Rabosai, we'll start. I'm going to mention four different types. Just rattle through. I don't understand. So the Rambam's, yes. I don't see who the Rambam is. Maybe before. Maybe the Rambam later. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, fancy Rambam. Yeah, that's what I had. It was supposed to be around somewhere. If someone can find it. It'll be easy for me to read. Nashim. You probably still have a Smedrish. You can find it. You have to look now because they don't have a stuff to share at once. So if you find it, it'll be appreciated. It's easy for me to read. There are four different types of Tanai or its, or like Tanai. I would say two is really Tanai, the Pashtus, and two is like Tanai. We're going to see later, we'll have to see whether it really is that way or not. That's going to be one of the main topics of discussion today. Okay. The simple Tanai, but I got to be moving. We know what that is. Im, right? Tanai of Im. The word Im is used in Chumash, a biblical term. How would you translate the word Im? If, right? I don't think you need an article Chumash for this. Him is if you'll go into the fight for those years, you'll get the land east back. If not that, if that's a classical Tanai. The Pashtus, this classical Tanai, the effect of the Maisa is only upon the fulfillment of the Tanai. In other words, after the 14 years of fighting and dividing the land on the West Bank, when the 14 years are up, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence of the East Bank, the B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven, is effective. If a man says to his wife, Hariat Mekudeshesli, Im Yerdu Shamim L'machar, he's speaking now on Monday, and he wants it, and it'll rain, if it rains on Tuesday, she's only married as of Tuesday. That's the Pashtus. Ma'anav Kamina, for example, someone will marry her in the interim. Someone says, hey, she's a good catch. And Reuven is marrying her as an effective tomorrow if it rains. He goes over to today when it's still light outside, says, no ins, no ands, no ifs, no buts. Her boom. Then it rains tomorrow, and they come to Bezin. She has two rings. One ring from the first guy, one from the second guy. Second guy comes away with her. Why? Because he married her today on Monday. The first guy, well, he put the ring on her finger on Monday, said only him, he had to shove him on Tuesday. So the first man win. So the first man is this guy who's married on Monday. That's the Pashtus. Okay. Indirect contradistinction to that, Tanai of what we call Im, is that Tanai what we call Me'akshav. Hariat Mekudeshesli Me'akshav. What does Me'akshav mean? We already came across this in our discussion of Gittin, right? Me'akshav Vamish. I'm marrying or divorcing you Me'akshav. What does Me'akshav mean? Literally, from now, right? Me'akshav. Im Yerdu Shamim L'macha. So if it rains tomorrow on Tuesday, you're married to me from this very moment, 12:25 on Monday afternoon. You're married from right now. So if another guy, a wise guy, will come in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and put a ring on a finger and say, "I better just leave," there's no ands, ifs, or buts, and it rains tomorrow, and he'll come to Besdin, one guy will say, "Hey, I married her on Monday before it rained." Sorry, Charlie. The first guy said, "I may akshav in Yerduk Shamim." So if in fact Yerduk Shamim, then she's married to the first guy, huh? Lemafreya, that's the right word. Lemafreya, retroactively. There's a discussion. In our circuit, you saw, I'm sure, whether Almanas is Kameyachshav or Almanas is not Meyachshav. That's probably some semantical machlokis, where the word Almanas is the equivalent of Im or the equivalent of Meyachshav. That's a semantical machlokis, and it's a machlokis Tanoim, the Shalah, the Paschim, we pass the Pashtus, it is Kameyachshav. So about two kinds of Tanai of those things. So what's left? What's left? What's left of us? What's left? Well, there are two things which are quasi-Tanai. I wouldn't call it a Tanai. A person says, Harei at mekudeshes li li'achar sheyerdu k'shamim l'moch. Doesn't use the word if at all. Doesn't use the word retroactive. May I from now if. The word if is not in his vocabulary. I hereby marry you licha sheyerdu k'shamim l'moch. As of when it will rain tomorrow. Now, l'chayra, it's the same thing, bottom line, right? And if he said im, pashtus, they're married as of the moment that it rains. If he says l'chash yaduk shalom l'mach, also they're married as of the moment that it rains. However, the Rambam takes great pains in Perek Tes, in Yochus Geirishin, I believe it is, to distinguish between these two concepts, the concept of im and the concept of li'achar zman. One of the points he makes is that im is a standard classical Tanai of Negot of the Ruin requires Tanai Kofel. Li'achar Zman does not. Li'achar Sheyerduk Shamim is like Li'achar Shloshim Yom. Everyone knows how to get Li'achar Shloshim Yom. There's no negative. Hare'at We saw in the sugya. Hareat megureshes v'meni lachash lo shimyom. Megureshes v'meni lachash lo shimyom. And when you say, and if not? There's no if not. It's only it's a 30-day itch. Wait till it happens. It happens. So too, you can make an event-triggered itch. Hareat megureshes li l'chshiyer d'gshamim l'yachash lo shimyom or l'yachay yom, whatever you want to do. Don't need tonight kofo. What will happen? Another guy will walk in the middle and marry her within 30 days. Bipashtus. The second guy wins because it's nothing's happened until 30 days. That's the third scenario. Now what else could there possibly be? We already went through three scenarios. So now I have Imran Tan and Chumash. So now I have the Akshav. And now this the Akhazman. What's left? There's an amazing concept which is left. It's a concept which the Gemara has in the Masechta Kiddushin on Daf Samach Amud Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about a person who says a particular phraseology, particular figure of speech, all right, Mehayom L'Achamisa, something along those lines. Some say Mehayom L'Achamisa means Mehayom, Chal right away, retroactively. Some say it just means im, it's chal later on. Some aren't sure, now later on. And there's a third possibility, Rav Yochanan. Afilu mea tofsimba. 100 people definitely could be married to the same woman. He says, whoever gets in there within 30 days has to get a piece of the action. Before we thought we only had all the action or no action. No, a piece of the action. And you think I'm crazy? I'll give you the lashon of the Gemara. What's the reason, Rabbi Yochanan? Shave nafshe kishraga de livne de cholchad v'chad ravcho lechavre shavak. A strange expression. It's like someone is piling up bricks. You don't put it directly one on top of the other. It's all going to fall. What do? You put it, you know, someone gets moved up a little bit, you know, instead of bricks. High, everyone's going to go a little bit further. Okay? Here too. Kolechad motza mokom zman ponil the kiddushin v'tofsu kulon liyosa. A woman who's married to 100 men. I wear against that. We say you can't do it. It's only kiddushin, not nisuin. Kiddushin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a woman can be married partially to 100 different men. It's called a shiur. Shiura. Right? That's the lashon of the Gemara. Shiura. So, it's not really a tnai of im. It's not a tnai of amanas. It's not a tnai of. It's not a din of liachas man. It's a fourth kind of category. It's a shiur, shin yud vav resh. It's left over. These are four categories. So I told you before the pashtus. As of when is it chal? Let's end with this. The pashtus is a simple pshat. By im, the pashtus is only chal as of the time of the event. Liachas man certainly. As of Yaakov Maisa, as of the time of the event. Me'achshav, as of right now. And Me'hayom Le'achash Shloshim, it's a creep, we call it a creeping chalos. It creeps up on you, a little bit. And if you're 100 different men, can they all have a piece of the action? That's the pashtus. The reason I'm telling you this pashtus is so everyone assumed, everybody in the world assumes except for one. Who's that? The Rambam. Here's a whole new world. The world according to the Rambam. Maybe it's gone, but we have a halftime break. We have to be collate. We said it to the pastor. Everybody in the world, the Rambam for the wrong head. So this should be after lunch. We'll talk about the Rambam. I have your number. We'll see some of the Gemara, and then we'll try to see this Rambam. Hareza Gitech HaManash Titnili Masayim Zuz the Mishnah and Dalam and Aleph Harezu Megureshes V'titain. Okay, V'titain. You have a condition, so she's with the rest, she's with titang, and she should give the $200. She should give the $200. Fine. Says the Gemara, my with titang. What is with titang? Rav Huna, my with titang. Means it's a separate condition. She should have, if the divorce is immediate, with titang, she has to fulfill the condition. If the condition of giving the $200 is fulfilled, she's divorced from right now. And if not, not. If you don't marry, lichishet titain. No, the divorce is only when Lichishatitain. I mean, lichishatitain. Only from the moment that the money is actually given. My benayu, give benayu. Shenis kara haget. We spoke about this about in previous shiurim last week about the get being ripped up, right? Mentioned what kind of rip. He says ripped in half. Koden matan lo, says Rashi. Ripped up. Osha avad, or the get is lost. Ravuna mavihi titain. Although the get was ripped up or lost in the interim, no problem. The get is no good. Rashi, the titain tnai ba'amahu, chimekaimaleg loy milsa the mishas nesina gita havi to chol amanas kmeyach. So who amanas came to the kaim? Tzvicha get sheni, the lichishatitain kvar azale gita. This is a principle which we spoke about called kol sokinyano. It comes up in quite a few areas in halacha, the gemara and ksubas about mechiras. It relates to kiddushin, to gittin, to all kinds of areas of halacha. What does it mean kol sokinyano? So the pashuk shot again. The pashuk kol sokinyano means if I do something now, effective later on, it's necessary that the instrument which achieves that effect should be in the world when the effect is achieved. So then if I have a piece of paper which achieves the effect of selling a house, and the sale of the house is effective a month from now, the piece of paper has to be in the world at the moment, a month from now, when the sale takes effect. If it's ripped up or burned up or lost in between, then the sale is not effective sale. That's what it means kol sokinyano. Kinyan is no longer here. The instrument of transaction is not around. The simple example is a shtar, and the shtar is not around. It could either be ripped up or burned up or lost. So here, if the divorce is retroactive, so as of what moment is she divorced from right now? So this document gets ripped up, who cares? Doesn't matter. What we're waiting for is the fulfillment of the condition, after which she'll be retroactively divorced. So therefore, all you need is to give the money, and it doesn't make a difference if the document was ripped up. But if it's lichishatitain, and the document is ripped up in the interim, the divorce is no divorce. Pashup shot, simple shot in the Gemara. Yes?
Why isn't that but a problem?
Why is? How do you know it exists? It was the bottom of the ocean, and it was erased. It's not... good question. Nothing in my house is lost. It's only misplaced. So you want to know if it's misplaced, is it a problem? Yes. If I knew for a fact it's misplaced, it'd be no problem. But you never know. Exactly. It's misplaced in the garbage, and now it's been destroyed. Utznan amigabi kiddushin ki agav. Utznan. The Mishnah kiddushin of Samach. Pa'oma le'isha riyat makudesh asli amanas she'etein loch masayim zuz. Ha'yim makudesh asli yitein. Right, a similar Mishnah. The Yitmar may be eaten, and Abu Namavu eaten, Abu Yudah Malach Sheitain. The same machlokas over there. May be Nayu, Gmenayu. She posh the Yoda, the Kibla Kiddushin Me'acher. Oh, I spoke about earlier. Someone else got in there. Koraman Mos, before the 200 Zuz is given over. Abu Namavu eaten. Tano b'yamu mekayim tano b'yozil. Rashi Rabbi Kiddushiv Kiddushin amafreya b'shal sheni ain aklum. Av Yudam aluch sheyitain lechiyav lohu da Rabbi Kiddushin. Hashta lo Rabbi Kiddushin. And therefore, who wins? The second guy, because he gave the tabas kiddushin, the pruta, before the first guy's marriage is effective. Mamas tu tzricha so you need to kiddushin. You get tzricha fine. Very good.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, that's the question. Pashtus, zero. That's the Pashtus I insist to this day, although I'm against many people, the Pashtus of the Gemara is at zero. Before the Tanai is fulfilled, absolutely zero. That's the Pashtus. Good. Fractus is Akash. Hika Beinayosha Pashtu Yodavikibla Bechule. Ul'el gabe get. Rebbeinu Shalom. Why is the Gemara give an example where the get is ripped up or torn up? Or that's not so common. For a get should disappear, be burned up, ripped up, lost. It's a rarity. Give a much more straightforward nafkamina. The same nafkamina the Gemara gave a few lines later with respect to Kiddushin. What's that? Shepash the Yoda. It's the same thing. What happened? In our Mishnah. He said that Karezagita Ramanasha Titli Mosayim Zuz. And what happens? And the money hasn't been given yet. And in the interim, she takes a ring from somebody else. Hey! If the Gerushin is retroactive, then the Kiddushin from the second guy is valid. If the Gerushin is only Mikal Haba, then it's invalid. How come this blatant, obvious nafkamina, which the Gemara mentions a few lines later, is so conspicuously missing at this juncture? That's like a gewaltig question. That's a tremendous question. What do they say? Yeah, yeah. Have a matzah the main man, Hamish Pashtiyon. Yeah, could have said. And Nick Rabin ever could have said later on. Only this Aklamos, that it couldn't have been said yet. That's a detail. We won't go into it right now. So it's important, but not for now. So this is a tremendous question which is raised here by Tosfos. Not a small little question. The most obvious nafkamina of all, which should have been jumping at, is conspicuously absent from the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara say, Ike benayu, shaposhta, yoda, on the very top, when it comes to the nafkamina of the year? Pnei Yeshua, yes, it's kash. El Pazeda. And the Elder Zeta Pnei Yeshua says that because of this kasha, based upon this question, there was created a Shitas Rambam. And the opinion of the Rambam, although it's so much against the conventional wisdom which we spent time on before lunch, it's so much opposed to all the conventional wisdom, because the conventional wisdom has been hacked into us by all the Rishonim. But if you look, and this is often, I think, with Rambam. So last year we had so much time about Bakama, always again and again the same theme. If you look at the Gemara, leave out Rashi, leave out Tosfos. Just look at the Gemara itself. The Rishon that comes out best, that works out the best of all the Gemaras, is the Rambam. It's a remarkable kind of an endorsement. Not from anything specific, but just things that work out better. Of course, we have to break our heads, figure out the smaller Rambam. Okay. What Rambam? Who Rambam? What Rambam? I haven't told you what the Rambam says yet. Ariel, repeat your question from before. You asked a question. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Licha Shatite. So what do you ask? You? Repeat it again, exactly.
Why do we say that Rabbi Yehuda really meant it was absolutely nothing when he said that?
What a beautiful question. So all I learned in my youth was the answer is yes. Absolutely nothing until the Kiyum HaTanai. The only shadow we had, a lumdish shaila. Is it nothing in the sense that it's not even a maisa? Or is it nothing in the sense that a maisa it is and a chalos it's not? This is an intricate lumdish detail which may be relevant for certain areas of halacha. But the bottom line, nothing takes effect for sure, zero, until the $200 are given over. I would tell you that by Muna Shalema. Yeah, I shouldn't have to use that phrase because the Rambam, whose context that phrase is most often found in his Ikrim, does not agree. Not Bemuna, not Bishleim. Doesn't agree at all. The Rambam writes explicitly, Achidash Neira Veniflo, that in the classical Tanai of Im, our whole Nakuda was that Im is different from Ayakshav in what sense? The Ayakshav, it's retroactive, it's called from right now. And in Im, nothing happens until after the Tanai is fulfilled. That's how we started speaking earlier today. The Rambam denies it. The Rambam denies it. When he denies it, how can he deny it? It's so obvious. What will be the proof that he denies it? Just imagine a man divorces his wife, Im. Im, Masayim Zuz, Im, Yerduk Shavim, Im, whatever you want. And in the interim, this woman, who was divorced with a Tanai of Im, marries somebody else. I would say, marriage? You call this marriage? I call it adultery. I'll call it absolute and unadulterated adultery. So that's cool. She's still married to the first guy completely. Now she marries someone else just because she's going to be divorced as of an arranged tomorrow. Be patient. Wait a day. You couldn't wait one day. You're chayev kores and then the whole business. Not only the chayev kores, but which is of course a serious punishment, but it's also we apply the principle that whenever someone is adulterous, what's the famous principle? Asura lehu lebaal and asura leboa. It's insulto. That's what I would say. Left, and I think it's what everyone in the world also says. Because to answer your question, Ariel, you mean to tell me nothing happened until after it rained? Yes, nothing happened until after it rained or until after it got 200 zuz. Nothing, zero, zip, zilch, zero. That's what I would say. And I think everyone else in the world agrees with me. Except for Rambam says, if she married someone else in the interim, lo teitze. I thought you saw it. It's Perikhes Alach Aleph. Lo, Ibrahim. Perikhes. Read the small one. All right.
Sorry.
It's okay, you didn't have it.
I didn't have it?
Okay. Okay. Not a problem. We'll manage. Perikhes Alach Aleph. Says the Rambam like this. Look what he says. Hamagarish al Tanai, in the sky, my Tanai raised the Mugureshis. Otherwise, not. And she's begoreshes when? Bishar she is kayim. Lo, bishas, the sinas aget the other. Great. Terrific. Talks about bitl aget, hosofa la tanai, make another tanai. We'll have to get to that at a later time. But then he is. V'yemes abal, o avar aget, o nisraf, kodem, she is kayim, hatnai, eina begoreshes. That's our Gemara, right? Ikebenayu, nikraget. But then he throws in this line, which is mind-boggling. Ulechatchila lo tinase at sheyiskayim atanai, v'yimnises lo teitze, elam ken lo nisha b'yodah lekaimu. Wow. What did he say to the Rambam? The Rambam says a woman was married to Reuven, and Reuven gave her a get im yeruduk shamim lemochar. And today she runs to marry Shimon, right? To marry Shimon, and presumably she lives with her on a wedding night with a new husband, Shimon. And now tomorrow it rains, and we say lo teitze. What lo teitze? Mamish adultery, mamish. An ancient sish of Reuben, she's living with Shimon. What do you mean? Pilei plum. All the mafarshim asked. The Rambam, the Magad Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, they go crazy with this Rambam. The Ron asked the Kasha in two words. But they say, this is giving the Magad Mishnah. Divir Rabbeinu Lekan Matmiim. Hey, Ma'oletzli. Wow, this is powerful language. It's extremely wondrous and unbelievable. What do you mean? She's not Megoresh until the Tanai is Mekuya. And therefore she is, in effect, an Eishas Ish. So what do you mean, this is Lo Teitze? What's going on? Eishas Ish Gemura. How does he know? How can you even bottle the Tanai if it's an Eishas Ish Gemura? Right? What's he talking about? What's he saying? Doesn't understand it. He can't figure it out. Eishas Ish. Eishas Ish. Pilei Ploim. It's bothersome. And if she wouldn't, and if she's not an Eishas Ish, so then what's the problem if the gate gets burned up later on? What's the big deal? Talk to the sastra. He doesn't understand around. Doesn't understand. Yes.
He's classed like a Kuna, but being not there, he's trying to be cautious for Yudhita.
Excuse me. I don't believe that it could be said that he's. What's suggested is now. I wasn't sure who's right. He wasn't sure who's right. What does it mean? Right? When it says in this kind of case of Amanas, what does it mean? Me'achshav or not me'achshav? Don't believe it for a minute, because he's not giving a case of Amanas. He's giving a straight case of Im. Case of Im is not Machlokos of Unna and Rav Yudah. The fact of Amanas me'achshav and not me'achshav. The Pashtus. So that can't be pshat. Yes, Arya.
If we say that it's chal from when it ends, from when the plan is fulfilled, so what happens later on was closer to the she was us two guys. So you wouldn't know who would get it since it's only half after the
guys. That's a good point. We didn't answer this question. This question doesn't move from the spot. This is the Kasha of the Magad Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, the Ran. They don't understand what the Rambam is talking about. It's a contradiction, the Tata of this house. But the Pnei Yeshua says, Ram got it from the Gemara. What Gemara? Our Gemara. Because our Gemara has an afkamina by Ged, only if the Ged gets ripped up. Why didn't the Gemara give an afkamina? An afkamina in case you accept the marriage from someone else. And the Gemara itself has an afkamina. Excuse me, a few lines later. That's the problem. So I saw two major approaches to this problem. That some of the logically, all right, so they got it from this Gemara. What has to be logical? Two major approaches to Shitas Rambam that I want to share with you today. The first is the most radical of all. And I tell you, I was so stunned, I didn't know where to look. I looked in the back of the Rambam, Frankel, and I have Maftach. You know, Maftach goes in the back. They give you all the Mepharshim speaker. They call it Pnei Yeshua. And he has this Kasha, and he goes derived from our Gemara. That doesn't explain it all, just because it's just shows a Kasha. It doesn't explain the logic behind it. But then he quotes a whole series, and he goes in basic chronological order, who lived first, and I think the last one, if I'm not mistaken, is the same called Avi Ezri. Who's Avi Ezri? Avshach, Shalita. We should be privileged to greet the Mashiach soon. So Avshach, Shalita, and the same Avi Ezri asks this kasha. I mean, he quotes the kasha. And he says like this, something very interesting. I was shocked to my roots when I saw what he said. I couldn't believe it. Avshach, he never, from the Odi, from his youth, he never understood this problem. The answer to this problem. It's always bothered him. What bothered him? We have in Rambam a clear demarcation between two cases. Li'achar zman or li'achar maisa. I'm divorcing you effective 30 days from now, or effective when it rains tomorrow. That's one kind of case. And the other kind of case is, I divorce you if it rains tomorrow. What's the difference? Always bothered him. What's the difference? Aren't these identical? Rambam takes great pains to distinguish between them in Perek Tes. It sounds like it says, what's the difference? Bottom line, it's the same thing. In both cases, it's effective completely at a later date, as Ariel said. Nothing happened yet. So what's the difference if he said, im, or he said, li'achar? Im yaduk shana, li'achar yaduk shana. Why is it that in one case, you need tonight call for one? You know, what's the difference? It's basically the same thing. So because of this kasha, I don't think the kasha is so overwhelming, frankly, but because of this kasha, and because of our Rambam, he says that in Chiddush Neira Ad Ma'od. Says Rav Shach Shalita, according to the Rambam, against everybody in the world. If a condition is made with the word im, Rabosai, if a condition is made with the word im, the get is effective immediately. And that's why if you marry someone in the interim, lo tete, there's no adultery, nothing happened. This presents two obvious questions. One, who cares if they get ripped up later on? And two, how do we distinguish the im and me'achshav? You know, it's very easy to answer one question, like pulling a blanket. I'll answer this question, but I pulled it, so now my head is covered, my 2 feet are exposed. Two questions. Namely, one, what's with the im and me'achshav? And two, who cares if the guy gets ripped up? Yes.
What's the b'di'evit that I love to say that b'di'evit lashon Rambam? Shouldn't it just be l'chatchila also just see now say like he says?
No, I would not. That I can't agree with for a simple reason. Maybe there'll be no kiyum atnai. We'll get that even according to us. Let's say a tnai of me'achshav, where we know for a fact that there'll be kiyum atnai, then she's divorced at this moment. We still tell not to remarry for a simple fear. What if the condition will not be fulfilled? The long run, I don't know if you saw it yet, it discusses in the Rambam also, when do we say you have to worry about the possibility of this happening, when we don't? We'll discuss that at the Mishnah tomorrow. You know. Yes?
The Rambam also said in the Parish that it's not, it doesn't take effect right away. Besides using Washington, which you did get ripped up, it says the Parish, it doesn't work.
So, hold on a second. We'll see. We'll get to the we'll read the small print later. So Rav Shach Shalita gives the following remarkable answer. Remarkable answer. He says, you know, me'achshav is not a tnai at all. We use it as an expression. Tznai Avim and Tznai Avyachshav. It's a misnomer. Me'achshav is not really a Tznai at all. What is it? What is it? The Gilui Milsa B'almas, this expression. Under what circumstance he wants to get to be effective, and under what circumstance he doesn't, does not want to be effective. We use the expression Im, he is in effect referencing, as we mentioned this morning, the B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven. If he doesn't use the word Im, he uses the word Me'achshav, so wait a second, Me'achshav, this is not comparable to B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven. So therefore, whatever he says, Me'achshavim, Me'achshav is really saying, it's only under this circumstance that I agree that the divorce should be a divorce. If not, then not. Rav Shach does not elaborate too much. I was privileged to hear from Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, an elaboration along these lines. I don't remember him discussing this Rambam. He was discussing a different issue, which Rav Shach uses to prove his point. The Rambam writes, the Riff writes, the Rosh writes it and attacks it. And the opinion goes back to the Gaonim already. It says as follows. Although there is a requirement for Tanai Kochol, etc., all kinds of rules and regulations in the formulation of the condition, that's only so by a Tanai of Im, not so by a Tanai of Me'achshav. The Rambam said it, the Riff said it, the Rosh quoted it, and the Rosh attacks it. But there's a whole group of poskim, Gaonim and Rambam and Riff and others who say a Tanai of Me'achshav, there's no need for Tanai Kochol. How do you explain that? So Rav Shach says, according to me it's Gevaldik. The explanation is obvious. It's not a Tanai. A Tanai has to be B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven. It's not a Tanai at all. But again, he doesn't elaborate. What it means it's not a Tanai at all. Then how does it work? Let me be what Chaim called Pitume Mili B'Alma. So Rav Soloveitchik elaborated and said as follows. I knew I was going to say this now, so already I spoke to you about before, and I used an expression. Namely, that were it not for the parsha of Tanai, the classical Tanai B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven would be garnished. Pitume Mili, would be nothing. The Rav suggested that's only a Tanai of Im. Why? As I explained to you before. A Tanai of Im, we say, takes effect, again, the pashtus now, when it rains. So the Rav said, since when is rain a form of gerushin? I heard of it again, that's it. I never heard of rain. It's exeris akosiv. It's exeris akosiv only with the rules and regulations. They got up in a room, it doesn't work any other way. That's it. No other way it can possibly work. But, the Rav said, if I have a get, which is me'achshav, what does that mean? That if something will happen in the future, and the get is works written out from now retroactively. If the thing will not happen in the future, it doesn't work at all. In this kind of a case, says the Rav, what is a geras hakasav? What creates a divorce? The get. He gives over the piece of paper, which is Ariat Muteras of Aladim, says that, and gives it to her. So it's the paper itself which achieves the status of divorce. It's the paper. And a paper achieving divorce is exactly what the Torah called for. The cost of Lasev increases for Nelson Biyada, and that's when she's divorced, she'll come be so. So therefore, there's no need for any special Xeris or Kosta to teach us that I can arrange a situation which the get is good as of the moment the paper is given, with some external condition. Alright? The external condition will be what Rav Shach, in his language, called Gili Misal V'Yama, and the Rav, in his language, said, it's the equivalent of a toast. It's the equivalent of a toast. What mean the equivalent? We already saw this in our last discussion about the Maram Lublin, and someone threw this in, I forgot who, based upon the Mishnah Lamelech, that you only require Mishpatei Atznoim with Kofel and all that stuff in a Tznai Lahabo, not a Tznai L'Sha'ovar. A Tznai L'Sha'ovar is simply a toast. What mean Tznai L'Sha'ovar? If yesterday the Rebbe Shlita wrote that letter saying I should divorce my wife, case we gave before, then she's divorced. And if yes, if the Rebbe Shlita didn't write into the forgery, then she's not divorced. That's called Siddur Tanai. That Tanai wouldn't require a Tanai couple to Mishnah Melech. It's not really a din of Tanai. It's a toast. Because it's based upon past tense. So the Rav said, the Rambam is an extension of Rav Moshe. The Kiyum, In other words, when it comes to a me'afshav, if you don't say that the kiyum atnai is mekayim the ma'isa, and the kiyum atnai being a future event such as rain, which cannot achieve gerush. No! To the contrary. What's the mekayim the ma'isa in the sinus I get? That's all. Only, as Rav put it, the bitl atnai is mevatel the ma'isa. The bitl atnai is mevatel the ma'isa. So therefore, if you didn't give the money, or if you did give the money, or if it rained, or if it didn't rain, or whatever other condition was made, if that condition was not fulfilled, that's mevatel the ma'isa. One second. So the Rav said that something can be mevatel the ma'isa. We have that. That's called tols. Or tznai l'sha'avar. That exists. That doesn't require the tznai kofel and all the other mishpatei tznaim, which are required in a normal situation of tznai. Ad kan shamati from the Rav. I was privileged to hear this from him. Rav Shach doesn't go into this detail of the whole discussion of why, in effect, me'achshav is different than im. He just says it that in the case of me'achshav is a gili mil sabiyama, not going to the klum of tanai, and therefore you don't need tanai kafel, and that's the whole difference, Rav Osai, between me'achshav and im. When it's chal, in both cases it's chal from this moment. You see, that's why it's against the Rav. The Rav says, not, the whole reason the Yidin Kofel is not Kofel this moment. So Rav Shach didn't accept that part. But Rav Shach is therefore saying that the right now, from the moment to get it handed over, that's the Maisa Gerish, that's the Chalos Gerish, everything's right now. Everything's right now. Rabosa. Everything's right now. And that's why Nisus Lotetze. And that's, but you need, it's an Ikofel, but it's a Kofel. But, in the case of Me'aksha, no, that's a gili milsa b'yalma. A gili milsa b'yalma. He only's given the get it. Assuming this thing is comes out the way that he expects it to come out, right? He says so explicitly. There's no need for tanai kofel. And me'afshav is not a tanai at all. Had it been a tanai, right? It would be in effect the same as an im. No, he says it's not a tanai at all. What do you mean it would have been the same as him? Because him also is Chal Me'achshav. So now that's one basic question. The why is if the get gets ripped up, that the get is absolutely invalid. That's the problem. Explains Rav Shach now. L'mafreya works as follows. I have a situation at a later point in time based upon which the chalos could happen at that time. If it could happen at that time, then it goes back retroactively, goes to Mafreya. But it has to have been able to happen at that time. If it couldn't happen at that time, you can't start with Mafreya. The Rambam's definition of Mafreya is whatever could have happened then can go back in time, can jump back to right now. But if the get was ripped up in the interim, so it couldn't have happened then, so it can't go back to retroactivity, because it couldn't have happened then. So Rav Shach Shalita suggests going to the Rambam, amazing chiddush neuro, that even a tanai of him is really retroactive, but it's retroactive only in the circumstance in which it could have been chal later on, so we'll push back the chalos retroactively. But if the get was lost in between, it couldn't have been chal later on, you can't begin, and you can't go back retroactively. This is a tanai of him. What's a tanai me'achshav? It's not a tanai at all. It's a misnomer. Tanai me'achshav is just a gili data v'yalma. It's not a tanai whatsoever. Ad kan dvar v'akadosh. That's why I think it's a tanai kofel. Ad kan dvar v'akadosh.
What does he say about
me'achshav? Me'achshav is not a tanai at all. Good. It's not a tanai. What is it? I'm the megala das. That if, that I'm divorcing you from now, right? If you give me 200 zuz. And therefore I'm a megala das, that if you're not giving me the 200 zuz, so then it's nothing. And that does not require the tanai b'nei got of Bnei Ruvain. Right? And if it gets burned, if it gets burned, oh, if you said me'afshav, yeah, if you said me'afshav explicitly, of course, it gets burned, it doesn't matter, right.
Okay, but what about the fact that the Rambam, like him, says that
we'll come to the Russian River. Give me half a minute. What about my Kiddushin? Our Gemara. The Gemara is by Kiddushin, Reuven says, I'm the Kedeshus Li, right, Im Tidin Lim Asayim Zuz. And Shimon gets in there in the middle and says, Harayim Kedeshus Li, period. So nafka min over here, pashto yada v'kidla kiddushin me'acher. Right? Rav Yehuda says, l'chshayitein, l'chiyayav lahu da'av kiddushin, hashto la'av kiddushin. Why? The Mefurash Gemara against Rav Shach's Prat in the Rambam. The answer is no, for the same reason. What does that mean? If somebody gave her a ring in the interim, okay, Rabosa, his Reuben said first, and Shimon gave the ring before the time or the event that Reuben made reference to. It's supposed to work retroactively. Again, it can't work. Why can't it work? Had she been a pnuya later on, then we'd say, what would we say? It would work retroactively. But what happened? The first guy that I ran with was in Yerda Channel Lamach. And okay, she's on hold. The second guy walks in and puts the ring on her finger. Okay? On her finger. Now we'll say, okay, it rains tomorrow, so she'll be Mekudesh to the first guy, and the second guy is out. No, wrong, fakered. She can't be Mekudesh to the second guy, excuse me. She can't be Mekudesh to the first guy as of the next day when it rains, the second guy got in there. So once that's true, you cannot say, all right, I didn't mention to the first guy, and it's retroactive, and the second guy's out of luck. No, say fakert. Say that, same as if the get got burned up. We say, although we can go retroactive, it's only in the case in which it could have been chal at that moment later on, so it works retroactively. Can't say that. Why can't we say it over here? Because it couldn't have worked for the, it couldn't have worked, again, what happened? The Gemara's over here, look one more time. Iga Benaya, what happened? She pushed the yada, the kibla kiddushin me'acher. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what do we say? We say it's only kiddushin later on, right? But has to love a kiddushin. So Rav Shach had a word. L'chshiyayiv la hu da'vi kiddushin, he had a word l'mafreya. L'mafreya. But a hashta lo havi kiddushin, because the second guy got in there, so the first guy's marriage as of tomorrow when it rains cannot be effective, and it cannot work retroactively either. If it could work later on, become a lahava, then it could work retroactively. Ad kan dvar v'kadosh v'heliger Rav Shach. That's what he's the chiddush neiru v'nifla. It's so unbelievable, Rabbi Osai, that even within the Rambam, I didn't see anyone to agree with Rav Shach. Rav Moshe is upset, Drake, and it. No one, this is so radical. But you know what? Sometimes the radical formulation is the most appealing. Rav Shach is a revolutionary. No one's going to tell you something. No one believes if I mentioned the statement. But he's a revolutionary pshat in the Rambam. He takes the Rambam at face value. So what happened? He gave the get now, right? And if you say him, it's in effect going to be retroactive. But now we have to go. After Rambam's finished with this, right? Yes, Tani.
I'm just trying to understand. So, we start off with the assumption that she's attached to the second guy, therefore she can't be attached to the first guy at a later date, therefore can't work from off there.
Right.
Right. Starting with the assumption that
right, you go around in circles. Right. So the answer is, I'll give you an example. What happens if she married the second guy, and the first guy never gave the whole the 200 bucks? She's just married to the second guy. So you see, the Mishaita, the second guy, did something which is of potential significance, not nothing. So that it's so significant that it can even work to foreclose the first guy from doing it later on and going retroactively. That's the Chiddush. But now let's read the Lashon Hazav of the Rambam, as they later posted, his golden language. Rambam is his golden language. Perek Tes Halacha Hey. Uma ben HaMegoresh Al Tanai L'zeh Shekova L'zman L'gerishin O'tlon B'maisa. This is exactly Rav Shach's kasha. It was him all the years, he says. What is in Tanai of him and Eli Achazman? Same thing, Eli Achamaisa. So Rambam tells us what the difference is. Shemagarish al Tanai, look at this now. Yesham Gerishin ve'enam gomrim achiskayim ha'tanai. You hear what's going on? There is Gerishin, but it's not completed until the Tanai is fulfilled. L'fichach, sheyiskayim ha'tanai nizgarisha. Im hoya aget kayam, Afalpi she'eino b'rishusa. Now this kolsa kinyano, Rabosai, this kolsa kinyano, according to Rambam, works on two different levels. If you do it al tnai of im, Rabosai, as long as the get was around at the later date, or when the later event happens, it's good enough, even though it's in the street. One second. Even though it's not in her possession. And the amnesis, kodesh yivizkayim atnai lo teise, k'mo shabiyam, if you saw earlier. Abol atole gerishin bizman ol b'maise, lo igia get liyode b'toras gerishin, lo b'toras pikod, na razman shekova, o ashrata teosa ha'maise, lefichoch, tzricha liyot to get b'shusa later on, all is it's kolso, number one. And number two, the amnesis, kodesh shiyagia azman shekova, o shekodem ha'maise, she tole bo gerishin, Teitze vad vad mamzer shadayin yeshes ish gemura v'ein kan shem gerish. So by using these powerful expressions, in this case, eshes ish gemura, the whole business, you get an impression from the Rama that im is not a grusha gemura l'mafreya as Rav Shach would have it. Get the impression Rav Shach may have said it's been too evolutionary in his pshat in the Rama. Because what's Rambam's words? What is his words? Rambam's expression is, listen to what he said. What did he say? He says as follows. Listen. Yeshem gerishin ve'enon gomrim achiskayim atanai. What does this mean? Yeshem gerishin avol enam gomrim achiskayim atanai. That one line, what does it mean? What does it mean? So Rav Shach says, means Yeshem Gerishin, she's divorced retrospectively, from that moment that the get is given over, completely. Einan Gomrim Ashiyiskayim Atnai, according to the Rav Shach, the word Gomrim doesn't really mean to complete the Gerishin process. It means we're not sure it's going to happen, that's all. We don't know for a fact until the Tanai is fulfilled, so then you never know. But the word Gomrim doesn't sound that way, as much as I love Rav Shach's formulation, I mean, love Rav Shach, and his chidushim neroyim and the flow in Rambam, you don't get that impression from the words. Therefore, two gedolei hadoros who preceded Rav Shach, were mechaven each and every both into the same exact teretz chidus Rambam. Bidiyuk. Who are they? One is the Merkavas HaMishnah on the Rambam, Perkes Halacha Alf, and the second is the Torah's Gittin, also on the Rambam. I mean, he didn't write a Rambam. He wrote a Shulchan Aruch, of course, the Rambam. Simon Kufman Gimel Sin Beis. They both say exactly the same thing. They say, Rabosai, that according to the Rambam, listen carefully, please, a Tanai of Im is the equivalent, what we call this morning, category number four. Not Mikan al Haba, not retroactive, not what we call Aliyach HaZman, Aliyach HaMaiseh, but no, the Shiur Pshat. The Shiur Pshat. It starts now and ends later. A radical notion. I would have thought this is ridiculous. That I'm only me. Rabbi Yochanan was a million times smarter than me. And Rabbi Yochanan says in Kiddush Nav Samach, such a concept exists. Shiur, Shragi the Livni. It's going to be married to 100 people. Now some say that the Rambam quotes 100 people. As we see the Rambam in Hilchos Ishes, he quotes 100 people. So it's a riot that the Rambam holds this concept of Shiur. So the same as he holds the concept of Shiur in Hilchos Ishes, so too he holds the same concept of Tanai of Im here in Hilchos Gerish. That's what some say. I saw that formulation in one of the Svarim. I'm not sure what it was, Torah's Gittin, or Mekavos HaMishnah, or some third tip. I don't remember right now offhand. What I do remember is that the base mayor says in Simon Kufman Vav Siv Beis that it's wrong. It's not the pshat that the Rambam's Lishitosa that he holds like Rav Yochanan in Mikan Alaf Shloshim. No, it's not quite the case. This Rambam says in Perek Zayin in Hilchos Ish Lelofa Yud Beis, the Rambam says in this kind of a case, one guy says Mekudesh Me'ach Shevolach Shloshim Yom, from now up to 30 days. Another guy says now up to 20 days. Another guy says, now up to 10 days. Even 100 on Al Seder Azeh, Kedusha Kulam Tov Simba, Utricha Gemi Kolechad V'yechad, Meshi Savim V'kudeshes L'kulam. The base mayor claims that if you're talking about Shraga de Livna, maybe you shouldn't require the order precisely. It could be in any order. It still would be considered Mekudesh and Sayin Mekudesh. I think that's just a small detail. But he agrees in principle that that concept, which was revolutionized by Rav Yochanan in the case of Me'achshav Lacha Shloshim, is the fact, according to the Rambam, in the average Tanai of Im. That's what he means in Perek Tzlach Hei. Yeshav Gerishin Ve'enam Gomrim Achiyiskayim Atanai. Oh. And this explains, says the Torah's Gittin, why Lo Teitze? Why Lo Teitze? We don't really understand it so far. Mela, they don't require the get to be in their hands at the moment of the fulfillment of Tanai. That I can understand. I understand that because, after all, it's thought already now. But the fact, as opposed to a case called the Rambam, where you said get the Akash Loshim, there didn't even start now. It's already pointed out by the Torah's Gittin, by the Mekemes, our Mishnah. They all point out another interesting point. The Gemara Ksubas on Peivov, I think maybe ask you to see it, has a Shaila, the Boilu, a question, in the case of Nosma get the Achazman. And the Gemara wants to know what's the din if it's an Agam, if it's not a Rishis Arabim, a whole pilpul. Why did Gemara only clear its Shaila by the Achazman? Gemara says exactly the same Shaila by him. Says, so these Mepharshim say no. Ram was very careful. The Achazman we say Kosa. Im we don't say it to the same extent. It needs to be around as opposed to being burned up. Not to be in Bereshusa. The Achazman, the get must be in her hand or in her house 30 days later or when the event transpires. If he said Im, however, all you need is a get to be in the world. Doesn't matter where it is. And that's presumably a riot from the Gemara. At the Gemara, they asked Claire de Shail and Subis in the case of the Achazman, which is an unusual case. Should have given them much more complicated than Tanai. Why not? The Torah says Tanai is fundamentally different. So writes the Merkavah Mishnah and the Torah's Gittin. I think it's exactly the same right. Hold on a minute. Is there an exception to the rule? Yes. There's exception to the rule where we say that mikan leachas man or leachas something is going to be a problem. What is that? Where can we not give this interpretation that it means starts now and ends later? Later is latest. What does that mean? Death. The person dies, the Mishnah Melech points out. The person dies, you can't say it starts now and ends later. Too late then. After all, the deadlines. Ooh. It just can't. It can't end then. The guy's not alive. No. Let's go slow. Nope. So what happens? A strange thing. Very strange. Very strange. The Kiddushin start now and later. The Gerushin start now and end later. Remark? Now that's a big problem. Ribbono shel Olam. She married somebody else before she was a Megureshes Gemura. In the interim, what is she? We'll call it, for lack of a better term, Megureshes Ve'ena Megureshes. Part of her is divorced, part is not. It's such a freakish concept. It goes against our common sense, but what can you do? Shraga de Livna. It exists. Rabbi Yochanan said, don't blame me. So I'm asking a question. When she has this beer with Shimon the night after the Reuven divorced her, when it rains, as of when, it, you know, Im Yerdu Shem Lamach, it rains tomorrow, she's Asura Labal Laboel. How can the Rambam say lo teitze? Pilech loyim. What's going on over here? So the Torah is given as a following fascinating pshat. The Mekavis Mishnah is silent on this question. Couldn't find it. Maybe it's just so big I missed it. But the Torah is given as a very interesting thing. The Torah is given says, he bases it on the Gemara at the beginning of the ninth parak, where the Gemara says that if you could have the concept of divorcing your wife and saying, Harad will tell us the Chaladim chutz mishimen. Just you can't, there's only one exception. Except for Shimon. I hate Shimon. I know that you can't marry. Chutz mishimen. So according to the ones who say that it's effective, okay, if we say it's some kind of partial divorce, says the Torah's given, look at the beginning of the ninth paragraph, we'll have to look at it a little bit later on, it says that we don't view this as having a status of erva. What do you mean erva? Erva with respect to a yibum. Yibum, as you know, is an erva related thing. I don't want to go into the full details of the sugya of the ninth paragraph, because I didn't ask to see it, it's a little complex. Bekitza, the Torah's given is suggesting a chiddush nifla v'noira ad ma'od, that the only time a woman who's mezaneh rabosai is asura lebala leboel. Listen very carefully, please. If she's an eishes ish gemura, if she's a partial eishes ish, and she is quote mezaneh, she is not asura lebala lebo. Not the same kind of an issue. You'll say, what kind of business is this? But she's an eishes ish. What are you talking about? How can you talk about any possibility of the second guy's kedushin being effective at that point in time? Well, what are you saying? I mean, after all, she's partially tied onto the first guy. So this ties into another point I was going to mention very briefly. I believe it could be Rav Moshe who mentions this, or somebody. I forgot who mentions this. Let me ask you an obvious question, okay? Reuven married the woman. She's not Mrs. Reuven. We had the case yesterday about the Menahelet Bet Yaakov, who faked out the guy that. And he put a ring on her finger, right? So it's completely nothing. Why? Again, a Pnei Yeshua. Again, a Pnei Yeshua. What did Pnei Yeshua say? Pnei Yeshua said, this is the logical thing. Pnei Yeshua said, what do you mean? She's already taken. She's already married to Reuven. So Shimon can't marry her. The same as I can't sell the Brooklyn Bridge. She is a Makta Das Makta Kiddush. She can't sell herself twice. She's already said, forgive me for this term. She's already been the Kudeshes to Reuven. She can no longer give herself quarter, quarter away to Shimon. Too late. That's a Pnei Yeshua. It's against the Gemara. Sorry, I'm a Pnei Yeshua Enikel. But the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Pasha says not that way. The Gemara says it's Exeris HaKasuf. Exeris HaKasuf. The same way as a man can marry a sister. He gives a sister a ring, and everybody says, Dvar B'Talim. So too, Exeris HaKasuf, the Hakesha, the Rabbi Yonah, it's called. He can't marry a nation just because she's a chi of Koris. Not because Rabosai. Not because she's already been taken. Nope. If that's the case, once already the Gerishim started taking effect, you're not a full Eshetish Gemurah. Maybe there wouldn't be Koris anymore because not a full Eshetish. So the Mela, at least to some extent, there can be some Kiddushin of the second guy. So like the Torah's kid. The Torah's, I don't know if he quotes it. He would fit better with the role of Poskim, I think. The role of Poskim will say, Sechi of Koros prevents any Jesus condition. And here, probably there's no Koros anymore because it's not a full HSH. It started already. It started only with a Shear. You've got to check if you could argue that it's, as it slides off one husband, she gets to the other one. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't have introduced that right now. Yes, Ariel.
Why can't we say that she's the nation's anymore for the first one, since the first don maybe lost all his koach over? Like, you can't be closer on his gift since he made it with our friend and started getting active. If it rains tomorrow, then the get is caught from that. So, after he made that condition, so you can't really go back on it.
So what?
So maybe we say that she lost and she's not considered married at all for that first husband. Once he loses any shaykhus there.
Maybe. The base mayor in Kufman Vav Sev Beis is the most incredible pshat in this Rambam. He has the same kasha. Asur lebal, asur lebo. What's going on over here? It's an amazing idea. Unbelievable idea. Again, let's assume the Shraga to live, though, thinks there's something along these lines. It's like this. Rabosai. The Kiddushim of the second guy, Rabosai. Going to the Rambam. The Kiddushim of the second